This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Macomb paid its final respects to the Reverend C.T. Vivian, the civil rights leader who grew up in the Western Illinois community. Dr. Vivian died this month at the age of 95. The local memorial service was held on a hot and muggy July afternoon. Dr. J.Q. Adams was the featured speaker. He's a former professor at Western Illinois University, and he conducted several lengthy interviews with Vivian. Adams recounted one of Vivian's best-known moments from the American Civil Rights Movement. Vivian was in Selma, Alabama in 1965 to push for voting rights. He was stopped on the steps of the Dallas County Courthouse by Sheriff Jim Clark, who punched Vivian in the face in front of reporters and protesters.
"We still see you struck and bloodied, knocked to your knees, and we still see you rise up, not with contempt, but with love, because, as C.T. says, it takes radical love to overcome radical evil."
Adams says he visited with Vivian 3 years ago. He says right up to the end, the Reverend's passion for the civil rights struggle remained alive and well. The service took place at the site of C.T. Vivian's boyhood home. The lot is now vacant, though there are plans to build a center of civic and social engagement as well as a small park at the location. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.